Hi, and welcome to another episode of DJ and BJJ with me, Irish Mike, and my co-host,
Ken.
How are you getting on, Ken?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
I nearly forgot the introduction there.
How are you going? Yeah, just...
my head just went muddled there.
Straight into conversation. That's a good start. So, yeah, just us two again. No guests. We keep promising and not delivering.
To be fair, I threw up the bat signal, like, yesterday.
Yeah, but...
You know, and, like, I mean, our mate's saying Batman, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not. But, yeah, a bit poor planning on our part. Hopefully get some people...
Yeah, because a lot of people we want to get on.
On the next few, there's loads we want to get on. It's just no one wants to talk to us, mate.
Well, they've better things to be doing with their time on a Thursday evening.
But yeah. We'll get some content anyway, just to keep
the juice is dead. The juice is dead.
The juice is dead.
Yeah, OJ, he's dead.
Really?
Yeah, he just died there like minutes ago.
Minutes ago, live. Yeah. I know that this show isn't live, but I feel like our poor production values give people the illusion. That it is a live show, so yeah, coming to you live from the DJ and BJJ podcast, hot off the press. I don't have any response to that news, Mike. I wasn't a big follower of the life and times of OJ Simpson.
Hello, Twitter world. Have you never seen him do that, though? No?
Yeah, I've seen. Of course, I've seen the memes, mate.
Hello, Twitter world.
Despite not being a avid OJ fan, I'm a big memer, mate. So yeah, I remember the.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I was like, I'm just going to mention it for nothing to do with jiu-jitsu or anything, it was just random.
Fantastic.
I swear I've had a stripe or something.
Yeah. Good quality content there, mate, just say that. I'm glad you came with a plan because I haven't got one. So what's happened since we last did a recording? So that was about two weeks ago. So we
London Grapple.
Yeah. London Grapple and your 40th, mate. So
yeah. Didn't shit my pants this year. That's 1 year. I'm 1 year on now. Can't remember the last time I did it, like before that.
But still, no one remembers the clean streaks. They only remember the
literally.
Only remember the brown streaks.
Oh, sorry, I took that away from you, didn't I? But it was a good crack. It's good.
Because I've obviously been before, so I want to hear it from you as a first timer, what your experience of the London Grapple was like.
We all know, like, went in well prepared with a dodgy knee and a couple of naproxen off yourself. Just roll through it. No, really nice gym. Fucking great people as well. Like, just another thing where everyone was just sound.
And, it's a cool space, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool, yeah. I think all white, there's something to be said for it.
They've got the little pink accents as well. Like, that's why they do the white and pink. Like some of the.
Oh yeah, well they only put that on it now.
They're doing that on the new unit as well with the.
Oh, is that what they were doing with the new unit?
Yeah,
it's the new unit they were doing.
Obviously, I think most people that are aware of us will probably be. It's not like we've got a platform that's going to make people aware of London Grapple, but if you're not, give them a check out on Insta. They're obviously, in my opinion, one of the biggest gyms in terms of like popularity and.
Yeah.
Matt. Level in the UK at the moment. Obviously, Ross Nichols is the BJJ coach.
So sound.
Really
nice guy.
Really safe geezer and really good level of coaching as well. Like obviously the class we went to was like an hour of gi class and then a two hour open mat, was it?
An hour and a half. Yeah, so I think it ran under.
Yeah, so it was almost like 3 hours of mat time, which ain't too bad. Yeah, and obviously, you guys first timers didn't have to pay; just did it on the free trial.
That was fair handy, like, and I mean, that's really good value as well for checking out a gym.
Even 20 quid, bruv, like, for that amount of mat time, like, I've got no qualms paying it.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is for a drop. It's a drop in, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you definitely want to get your money's worth then doing it on Saturday like that.
Yeah, you do. You get it 2.5 hours and you get plenty of rounds, and like you say, everyone there's super sound.
It was a very, very, very heavy mat as well, like, lots of people there.
I think, like,
after the open mat.
That was busier than the last time I've been there, and like, I overheard some of the regulars, like in terms of people that I would assume were regulars, they're complaining about how busy it was.
Well, there were seven of us rocked up.
Was there seven of us? That was a good away day for.
Yeah. Oh, well, a lot of boys from Matt House came as well, though, didn't they?
From Matt House. So, yeah, shout out everyone that came. I don't want to list them by name because the state my head's in, I'm probably going to forget one or two of them. So, if you were there.
Yeah. To be fair, it was really good because...
it was the Saturday of Easter Bank Holiday as well, just to finish the point. So,
Zach invited us up, and we were all saying we'd go. And I obviously missed out on the last one that you went to. And, Ross gave us a role. The other Black belt, Matt Inman, I think his name, he's the MMA coach, he gave his role. Joe the wrestler gave his role. He's a wrestling coach. He's fair funny, lads.
He's safe geezer as well. It's the first time I've met him.
He was like rolling with a white belt after in the open mat. Well, I assume like it was new enough to jiu-jitsu, and your man was way lighter than him. Like, Joe's a big monster looking fella, like, and he just picked your man up, like, he had him, like, had his back, turned him upside down. I thought he was going to suplex him, and then he just turned him around and like had him in the tombstone position. Well, like, I was like, you should just
do wrestling, like WWE style tombstone.
But he's just turned this fella upside down, like, and I was just laughing. I was just,
it's got to be quite emasculating for the,
yeah, he was younger as well, like, I mean, like, if the weight difference, Joe probably had like 50-60 kilos on the umfla, like, by the looks of it. But there was mat level was really high there. Like, I know you don't talk about submissions or whatever, but like, I got subbed constantly. Like, no, in fairness,
you're allowed to talk about yourself getting subbed. You just don't brag about submitting other people. I think that's the rule.
Yeah, I only got one submission the whole day there. Like, and I tapped loads.
Yeah, no, I always find it's a good level there. Definitely, yeah. you get good rounds, and having it spread across that bigger period of time means that, you know, you can do two or three, sit one out, do two or three, and still get like, you know, 10 rounds across the time.
I mean, that's why I stayed on a bit. I was trying to get a couple of more rounds because there were so many people there as well. I don't feel comfortable. Do you know, when it's your gym, it's different. But when you're going, like, I banged heads with one of the owners, like, I literally fell back on top of him and bust my head off his.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then, and the very first roll I had with a purple belt, I can't remember his name, and something happened in some transition and I bloodied his nose.
I remember that because I was...
it put me down for the whole day.
Because I was rolling with Joe at the same time, and I remember the guy like leaving the mat with the bloody notes, and you've been there. I was like, bloody hell, Mike, can't take you anyway. First round of the day and you're injuring people.
It was like 2 minutes into the roll.
You didn't even know what happened, just one of those. But.
Yeah, because I thought, like, he said he didn't know himself, like, so that's fair. At least I felt better about that, but I was kind of like going for his head a bit, and there was kind of a couple of transitions like that, but I was kind of turned it on a bit, like, because you know, you're trying to give a better account to yourself, but then there's so little space. I felt like the very first round I probably used a lot of, like, if I was gripping, I was gripping with intent, do you know.
It's not like you. Yeah. to do your what in the first round?
Yeah. First 2 minutes. But I don't know. But it got better from there, like, even though, like, someone put me in some weird submission as well, where it was like a Kimura on one side and an Americana on the other. It was just weird, like, he had me in turtle and just flattened me out and kind of had me fucking both ways. It was just so fucking weird. And it wasn't in a crucifix position either, like, it was crazy. I started laughing and he thought I was tapping. Well, it was close to tapping, like, but I was laughing first. And he just let go of me. He was, I'm sorry. I was like, I was laughing, man. I don't know what the fuck you just did. Like, what was this wizardry like? Do you know? But, no, other than that, sure, good day out, good level. Say Ross is nice. Yes. Showers, fantastic. Love showers. And like closed door showers as well, singles. It's just, and one of the middle one is always cold, apparently. So it hits everyone if you want a cold shower or a hot shower. Is it? You know?
Because I had a nice warm shower last time and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get it warm this time. That's hilarious. Obviously, you know more than me, mate. That's hilarious. I was like, oh, I can't get this warm. So I just was like, fuck it, I'll... Yeah. I probably deserve a cold shower with the rounds I've just had, so punish myself. But
great location as well, like, just 5 minute walk from train station, and then like we had the beers after and the tacos.
That's what I was going to say about checking out their Insta, because they've just expanded to another unit as well, which is like just across from, you know, where the gate was where we walked through to where the arches are. Yeah, so they've got another unit there. So
even closer.
Timetable
30 seconds closer.
Timetable will be expanding even more. So yeah, like, anyone that, you know, listens, go check it out.
Yeah, hit up London Grapple. Good gym. Good gym, nice people as well. It still keeps the community is just, it's still, we've yet, I can't wait till we go to a gym and we actually hate everyone and we can't say anything about it because we're just not that way. DNR, do not recommend.
Yeah, no comment. Let's go, no comment right the way through.
But yeah, no.
So you kind of segued onto it a little earlier. Tacos, you had you branched out and explored exotic new cultures and had your first ever taco.
I remember you saying, I'm going to buy you a taco. And I was like, if there's an onion in the taco, Ken, I'm going to bounce it clean off your head. because like I fucking hate onions. But yeah, no, it was lovely. It was like the meat is marinated or something, because it was spicy as fuck, but it was nice, something different. Like, you know, I don't mind a bit of spice. But so yeah, opening my, so now I eat tacos, but right, only if it's no meat or no fucking
vegetables. No anything. It's just, yeah, pretty much spicy meat in a
taco in a shell,
in a hard soft shell or hard shell. Yeah. You pick real tacos or soft shell tacos. But yeah, and then yeah, then we got on the. We took a little, well, we pretty much walked Zach home across London, really.
I think that was intentional on his part.
I think, yeah, but to be fair to him, he did wait with us at the train station like a forlorn lover till we departed. So at least there was that part. But yeah, we popped into a few boozers in London, and then...
good drinking up around there as well.
Yeah, had a good drink in London, and then a good drink back in Reading to welcome on your 40th. So belated happy birthday, mate. And we forgot to mention on the last pod is happy birthday to the... to the podcast, first birthday as well. Yeah, 22nd of March was the...
I forgot about that
one. I remember that because it's my old man's birthday. When you said it, I was like, oh, fuck, I'll never forget that now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 22nd of March.
So, over 52 weeks and just 33 podcasts.
That speaks for our consistency, mate. Imagine.
Yeah, but who knew we'd go this long, like...
Yeah, what did I say? I think I was like, if we get 5 episodes, I'll be shocked when you first bought the pod track and that. So, here we are, waffling on,
yeah. Might get a couple of new microphones and a camera if a few of these rash guards sell. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. What's the update on that, actually? Because we talked on it last time. We're two weeks further on, mate. We've
Let's just not go there. Let's just say there is no update, and I thought they'd be here by now.
All right. Still, we've got an Indian standoff, have we?
Actually, an Indian and a Pakistani. There's two fucking.
So it's like an Indian, Pakistani, Irish, Mexican standoff.
Yeah,
that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, there's definitely a joke about that, isn't there? But
I just tried to make it, but
yeah, okay. It was like a walk into a bar, but
yeah. On that note, so other than that, what else has been going on jiu-jitsu wise? Training wise, we've just been making open mat great again, haven't we? Because there was a bit of a fall off, I think, last year for the Mat House Open Mat. And
I think because we were going, not because we draw everything.
Yeah, I just want to take complete responsibility for the for that. But no, you know, Steve bringing his lads as well has made a big, like, you know, had made sure that there's regular bodies on there. And
there's definitely a good white belt group of people there. Do you know what I mean? From the white belt, there's always a good few lads, and there's loads of lads that drill. I noticed that just like Tim is very good at coming on and drilling. Just coming on and drilling for like using what matters.
He gets said to do the kettlebells in the morning and then also just stay and drill because he says he rolls enough in the week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's something like I should really start doing, but like I just love going ham and just sparring, like, which I probably shouldn't have done this Sunday as well with my knee. I was like, oh, I'm not going to spar anymore. And then Rory from Carlton said he was going to come off the madhouse and have another one. I said, sure.
And that's it. Normally we've got obviously Luke and sometimes one or two other drop ins as well on a Sunday. So that's going well, and you're not competing now.
No,
just to give the update on that with the knee.
No, I'm not even gonna spare for it until after the camp.
But you're still making it to the mats. It's nice this morning. Have a bit of a social club, a little bit of drilling and flow roll and
good chats after. I like Thursday.
Talk some shit.
Thursday, the talking shit after on the Thursday the last 2 weeks has probably been the highlight of both weeks. Like as stuff joined.
I just wish don't listen to this because he's gonna.
He does actually. He's one of the first people that listens to
it. It's irritating that he's going to hear what's a thinly veiled compliment. So, but yeah, it is a fun vibe on those Thursdays.
You're a competition trainer tomorrow then?
Yeah, been back on the. I had a week off of the sprints because when we were at London Grapple and then the aftermath of the session, I couldn't make it. Back into class for about 4 days, I think.
Man, drink just...
Mate, like, I think it was yesterday was the...
First day you started feeling proper.
Yesterday, it was like about maybe 10 days after the session ended. I unfortunately had a few events, your 40th and London Grapple,
You had a good bank holiday weekend.
And then a few events, like a mate was in town and we ended up going casino and then I had to catch up with some other mates on the Monday. So it was like a nice 3 days that all kind of conveniently rolled into one and... Yeah, exactly what you want in the middle of a 6 week comp camp, really. But needed the release valve, mate. Little blowout, and been back on it hard since, which is good.
Yeah. You're training fairly consistently, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been managing to get it in again, which is nice with the run of injuries I had.
You're feeling strong as well.
Last year, yeah, I think being a bit heavier seems to have really, really, really helped. But we were talking in the comp chat yesterday, and Dom was saying that his run at Euros when he got double gold, he was competing at middleweight, and I was like, that's a terrifying prospect. I think that next time I do a comp that isn't like, you know, a little local one, I probably will go back down to 76, because the last thing I want is someone his size that's cut to 82 going up against that. But yeah, now it's going.
I think it's more he was lighter back then because he was younger, you know. I mean, you have to think it's 2016.
Yeah.
I know he was doing a weight cut, but it probably wasn't that dramatic. Like,
I'm not sure on that.
We'll have to ask him when we have him on, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to actually. That's a good point.
When he said that, you and me, we were talking about it today, I actually went straight onto YouTube just to watch one, and I never watched Jiu-Jitsu Masters. I said, I'll just have a look and see. And he done
the fireman's carry.
The fireman's carry, yeah, that judo throw that you go down and over. And man, he landed your man, and I was like, okay.
I had like 3 or 4 people after the fireman carry back and forth last week go into my DMs and be like, fireman carry's kataguruma. And I was like, I was fairly certain that's what it was, but I think people were like, thought I was looking for the word, but I was really just trying to get you to launch into a random Japanese tirade, which has happened before, but I couldn't quite bait it out of you. So
yeah, I did do it before, didn't I? Oh. yeah, it's not like that, yeah. But like,
yeah, something like that. But yeah, so, sorry, Dom hit the kataguruma in the brown belt match that you watched.
Yeah, it was against a heavyweight, I think.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. Oh, was that in the absolute?
I think it was, yeah. I think it said heavyweight versus whatever. I could be wrong. I have been known from time to time to get that thing wrong. But yeah, other than that.
But yeah, speaking of the comp, actually, I wanted to, something that we talked about this morning. I know you're not competing now, so I've kind of been saying it to a few people at the gym. Something that, like, I have with the podcast as well, is like, I would call it like performance anxiety, I suppose. Like any time when I'm going to be doing something that is like an output. Like I don't get it at work because work's just, you know, you go through the motions and stuff. But anything like, whether it's, if it's jiu-jitsu, like competing, you know, training not so much, but like competing, anything creative that's an outlet, if ever I've got a lot, so something like this, I get super, super nervous beforehand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like, if it's really common, I don't know how many people really deal with this, and it's something I'm looking to try and get better at, and it's why.
Because you're a bit out, like, ain't you? You're starting to think about it already, like.
Yeah, and yeah. It's why I'm kind of, yeah, I know, we're like three, so it's not so much about the comp, it was more like I was thinking about, you know, doing the recording now, especially like we've been doing it a year, and I still get that same feeling before I do it, and I kind of like, feeling that before doing the recording, I was like, oh, actually, this is similar to the same thing I get whenever I like compete, because like,
yeah.
Squish said to me at boxing, like where I'd boxed before doing jiu-jitsu, he was like, oh, a jiu-jitsu match will be fine, like, you know,
yeah.
you're used to doing, like, you're used to competing, and I was like, you say that, you don't know how much I used to fucking shit myself before,
yeah.
before any of that competition, but yeah, and like I remember after the first jiu-jitsu match, like in a comp, like I could almost not close my hands because of the adrenaline dump, and I assumed it'd get better, but this will be like my 7th competition in April at Blue Belt, and like some of those I've done obviously multiple brackets within that, so like, you know, I've got a fair amount of mat time, and I don't see it going away anytime soon, so like I really wanted to just talk to you and like see if any of the listeners that the few listeners we've managed to retain can have got any suggestions. Is it something you struggle with at all, or is it like, and if so, what do you do about it?
I wouldn't get it like this far out. It wouldn't bother me. I'm very good at putting things to the back of my mind until I'm confronted with them. I can push a lot of stuff down, like, and then when it comes on, it was like, I remember the first comp I did, I wasn't nervous at all, really. But when we went to do that one in Bournemouth, I had to walk off to the side and put headphones on and everything. Like, I really got my own head. But it was badly organised, and I'd weighed in and he hadn't. And they had called him and he was weighing in and I was waiting. And it was just...
Just waiting at the side of the mat?
I was waiting at the side of the mat for him, like, and it was just too long. And it's a bit... That's a lot different to just waiting for your match to come on and you're all hanging around there. Whereas when you're actually there waiting and they're like, you're here. And you're standing there and there's like no one beside you. And it's like, where is he? And they're like, he hasn't weighed in. Because the queue was massive to weigh in. And I think that that's what's a, other than that, I'm fine. Like, so it's, it just depends on the actual day of, you know, that's how I break down. Like, I was really looking forward to doing this. Like,
yeah,
fucking excited. Like,
yeah, I'm glad to not have you, but I think it's the right choice, you know, like we were saying earlier, like Luke said, if it means, you know, a few weeks off rolling now, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, risking a bigger injury that's going to put you out for a few months, like.
Yeah, and like, I got good news on my back as well, that it's probably just weaker muscles on the side. My back is compensating, my lower back is compensating for weaker muscles on my side. But like, obviously I'm going to get an MRI. So there's just them few things going on, but like, I don't ever feel pain while doing the jiu-jitsu. And the doctor said like that, well, if you don't feel pain doing it, keep doing it, because it's stretching you out. And like, if you're not feeling pain after it, you know, so I mean, but then then you have bad knees, so you shouldn't be doing jiu-jitsu, you know. So it's kind of a mixture of the two. It's like, what do you want? But the other side of my kneecap is starting to get a bit sore.
I think, well, that's probably another compensation thing.
Well, and then my, like, the ankle on the same side, I kind of rolled that on Sunday while I was rolling with Rory. I think like we had like a 10-minute round, and then we had like a,
yeah, not a fan of the timers, is Rory. He just
a fight. Well, I said to him we'd roll through, like, because
round start when they start and they finish when they finish.
Obviously they do Nogi, him and Lucas, like the Nogi, and they come under Nogi gear, and I brought Nogi gear just because I wasn't even planning on rolling originally. I was just going to rock in just not to be wearing my clothes on the mat. And I just said, fuck it, I'll give him a roll, because like, he's after coming all the way from Carlson's. And I was just like, that's just how retarded I am. Like, I just love a roll. I love it. Like, I go out now, yeah, and I have a roll.
It's tough to say now, isn't it?
It's the greatest thing in the world. Like.
It is. That's why it's been quite nice on the Thursdays to have you there not rolling. Like, and Svetan this morning as well, to actually drill some stuff. That's quite a cool little session. But yeah, if any, with regards to the performance anxiety stuff, if anyone that's listening has got any like materials or things to suggest, I'm actually genuinely keen to start exploring that, because like with podcast and maybe with work as well, I've always just doubled down. This is what I was saying to you and Squish this morning as well, was like, I'll just pretend that I'm brilliant at it, but unfortunately jiu-jitsu,
fake it till you make it is the saying, isn't it?
Jiu-jitsu doesn't have the same option. You can't,
I mean, if you
fake it. So
that's basically like a mental exercise, though. You're just saying to yourself, I can do this. You know, I'm the best at this. Like, whether or not you're lying to yourself or anything else, it's a mental exercise. You're performing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it's working, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe I'm just messed in the head. I mean, I'm the sort of person who can't even go for a piss if someone stood too close to me. So,
man, I cannot.
If you see me using the cubicles, that's why. Nothing else.
If you see me using the cubicles, it's definitely something else. But I can't. If someone, like, even if I'm just about to go and someone walks to the urinal beside me, I'm like, you fuck. Now I have to wait till you're gone, and it just makes me seem so much weird. And all I'm thinking is, this fella thinks you're holding, like, you're just holding on to it for dear life here, and there's nothing happening. And you're like, and they're probably not even paying attention. You're just like, oh my God, will he ever just fuck off? He probably thinks I'm a weirdo now.
Just getting that conversation in your head.
It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know, does every fella go through this? But I have performance anxiety. Like, I cannot fucking, I can't go to the toilet if someone stands right beside me. I just can't. Like,
It's
actually one of the most embarrassing things of being an adult. Like,
this is therapy, mate, because I'm realising a lot of these things are bigger problems than I realised. So I should share more.
And it doesn't matter how pissed you are either.
Bit of personal growth, no.
Do you know, like, even if you're fucking 10 pints deep, it'll still be the same
sometimes.
Thing. Like. from OJ dying to toilet humour.
Yeah, well,
you might have run of a podcast.
It's a highbrow podcast. This is why we retain the listeners.
Do you know, speaking about other podcasts, I won't make shit of other, I won't say name or anything.
Please don't.
Because, you know, it's not my place to say.
It's not our brand either, we're not.
No.
People in glass houses and all that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's very easy to pick problems with ours, but like, we'd be the first to admit it. But there's one, I follow it because, I don't know, do I follow your man because he's black belt, does jiu-jitsu or something, but do you know the way, like, all the stereotype of a 10 planet kind of person? Like,
yeah.
I don't see this guy doing loads of Nogi jiu-jitsu, but he's like 100% that, like, everything's about fucking seeding the clouds and fucking
conspiracies and weird stuff.
But like, and flat earth and fucking, yeah. Like, I seen I don't know where he's taking the piss, but there was a flat earth post and I was just like, how can you, like, he's probably fucking 6 or 7 years older than me. Like, I'm like, What's wrong with you?
There's a whole community of those people, mate. Right. Yeah. You don't want to upset them. We've upset enough people already. You don't want the flat earthers coming after you.
It's a fucking square, you dumb cunt. I was just interested, and then just from online stuff, obviously, Beach Camp BJJ had a post up today, and I was actually replying off the podcast page, and they were saying, it was just a topic I actually thought was kind of something to talk about more so than anything, but it was a good topic. Do you know when you get promoted?
Mm-hmm.
And the old school kind of way of whipping.
Oh, the gauntlet.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Fucking retarded, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't, mate, look, you're speaking to someone that's a fierce ant. What's the opposite of a proponent? Someone that's against something. I'm not, like, I don't like any of that, you know, traditional. I don't even think that's traditional martial arts nonsense, but, like, why?
I couldn't get my words together. Like, I often think, I remember when I wrote the post for, actually, I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but when I wrote the post for London Grapple, I actually felt like a child writing an essay. It felt like I wrote, we went here, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I should just text Ken and tell him to fucking write the thing, because it'll look better, or probably do a better service to him. And I was like, do you know what, fuck it, if it wrote now anyway, I'm not going to go into the trouble of writing it, and not post it. So,
But the gauntlet thing.
Getting back to that, I had said, we're actually doing more dangerous things to each other the whole way through before you get promoted. Like, we're literally trying to stop the blood flow to your brain, or cut your ear off your brain, or snap a limb. We're practicing that. Like, who cares if you get whipped with a couple of belts? Like, and then he said, oh, something, do you think is dangerous? And I said, well, dangerous is the wrong word, but...
stupid.
It's fucking retarded.
It's stupid is a better word. I just don't get it. Like, and if that's your thing and your gym do it and, like, you're offended, then I'm sorry. But, like,
There was about 60 people when I got my blue belt.
Yeah, maybe, like, if you're going to do it, then do it just when people get their black belt as a kind of hazing thing. Yeah. Like, maybe. But even then, I just don't say, why? Like, I just don't get it, honestly.
Yeah, because you see these people going fucking ham, like, trying to bait the back off someone with the belt. And I'm just like, what is that about? Actually, I have...
It's like rugby showers nonsense for me. It's like,
Don't get into rugby players, man. I've heard some sick shit about rugby players.
Yeah, whipping with a belt would be the absolute very, very, very vanilla least of it. But, like, you know what I mean? It's that same sort of kind of jockey, like, mentality. I just don't understand it, and I don't.
Many, many moons ago, when I was a young man, I went to Amsterdam, as you do, for a stag party, and. Long story short, anyway, don't piss off strippers or, like, ladies that work behind the bar and things like that, you know? Because they pulled my belt out and whipped the fuck out of my back with my belt. And I'd seen it on other stags after that, and I was like, you don't want to mess with that. But, like, that was a leather belt, and I was like, it let me mark, like. So, like, I know it's only material, but, like, you could get a fair old flake off a...
folded in two, that's got some weight to it, man.
Especially a bit of sweat in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When it's a bit damp, like. But,
Yeah, I don't... Now you've likened it to a stripper in Amsterdam. I see this in a whole new BDSM light now, and I've got even less time for the...
To be fair, like...
Jury's out on the whipping at the moment, Michael. I'll come back to you on it.
I think when I see that happening, when it happened to me, it was from taking the piss out of them. And that's how they get it back. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be taking the piss out of them, but, like, when you're young and stupid, you do these things. But,
mate.
You know, and the other thing is like, what do you have to do to get, like, fucking followers, yeah, and fucking likes and people to listen to your podcast? Do you need a pair of tits? Do I have to go and get fucking cosmetic surgery, set up an OnlyFans, and just record, like, from my neck down where the stomach's
down? This is wild. This is absolutely wild. I think it's more about the quality of what you're producing rather than...
What if they're quality tits?
Quality tits on a 40-year-old Irish construction worker.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a USP if ever I heard one. That is a unique prospect, Mark.
I don't know what your...
Again, it doesn't happen often, but I am without words at that one.
I don't know what happens on your like search or whatever, but on my search, like especially on the other page, like I'm not following a lot of females on through the DJing page, like because whoever follows me are following back. If they don't have a... If they don't picture or anything like that, I don't bother. But if someone follows page, I always follow them back. But you just get all these... Okay, I'm not going to use a descriptive word. I'm just going to say OnlyFans models, jiu-jitsu pages. Man, they get some amount of followers.
And they bots a lot of
no,
people.
No, actual people. Actual people, man. Just like, and it's. I mean, do you know the way they say about UFC women, you know, oh, they shouldn't have set up OnlyFans to make money? It's like, no, they should. Leave them do what they want. But like,
no, like they shouldn't have to, but I don't think they do have to. I think it should be people's choice to, and you know,
yeah,
like because you see that obviously Fionn is sponsored by OnlyFans now,
yeah,
and Demetrius Johnson,
yeah,
and like a load of people when the Fionn did the sponsored post to announce it, and like she's only putting up jiu-jitsu techniques, it's all very jiu-jitsu focused, yeah. Like they're trying to, like, you know, I don't think OnlyFans, when they set up as a business model, intended to be. Where it went, but like I think, you know, they're obviously putting money into trying to make it clear that it is a platform that's suitable for everything.
Yeah, it's just social media, but
you know, it's a way that you can, like Patreon, you can engage with people that you want to and show support to, like the communities or the people within the community that you want to show it to.
Mm.
But like loads of people just piping up saying like how could you promote such a degrading website? And I'm just kind of like, let people be, even if they want to go on there and show their assholes, just don't
leave them out,
don't engage with it, like, you don't want to.
The funny thing is, like, no, what I'm saying is, they say, like, oh, don't be, you know, they shouldn't have to do this and shouldn't have to do that. I mean, like, I think it's fantastic, like, and like, not that I do beyond it or anything, I did try and set up our own account 3 times, but what I'm saying is,
like, if you had that cracking pair of tits, they wouldn't have rejected you.
If fucking 100%. But like,
I should.
Like, if I could make money showing my feet, I'd fucking do it. Fuck. No, but you know what I'm saying? What are you laughing at? Like,
I've had this conversation with a lot of people, to be fair.
Like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, give out because of that? Like, nobody's making you pay. And like, if you want to see a pair of feet... Or whatever the fuck it is. Well, obviously, there's more.
I think for me, it's that you don't just. It's not like you just put the photo of the feet, let's say, up on the internet, and then it goes away, and then you get money revenue generated from it.
It's okay.
It's like you probably have to have a little more than that, and the engaging with the customers that want to buy feet pictures is not a market I want to go anywhere near. so even if I had feet that were marketable in that industry,
you prefer to go with shows your cock.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but
but you could charge £3 for feet, like, for a subscription or whatever, you know. Did you one on Fighter and Kid when I used to follow it years ago? Like, she left Fighter and Kid because all she does is take pictures of her feet. I think it got a little bit more racier after that, but like, never.
So you heard it here first, everybody. D-Gen feet coming. T-Gen feet.
Man, I will show anything. I will show my arsehole if there's enough.
Coming to a paid subscription service available to you very, very soon.
I'm not really going to show my arsehole.
Right. Well, this has gone weird and wonderful places.
Yeah, but sure. I mean, like, where else are you going to get too far to run slogging about showing their arsehole?
Yeah, if that's you...
Yeah, that's, so whipping anyway.
If that's your niche.
What a load of shit.
So yeah, you're trying to... right, you got to say something now, Mike, because I'm...
Mike Tyson and fucking...
Jake Paul. Wow.
Well, I was thinking arseholes, and you know what I mean? He's like the biggest arsehole in the world.
That's a solid segue there. I mean, I've had a lot of people, a few people in group chats I'm part of that thinks it's fake and it's all staged, and thinks that, like, obviously if it wasn't staged, Mike Tyson would win, and if it but because it is, Jake Paul's going to win. And I think they underestimate.
Would you think Mike Tyson would enter a staged fight?
I mean, I think because there's an open book on it and gambling and how heavily regulated that for me, okay, all I, like, as an ex-bookie, all I ever look at is if something's got gambling on it, then it 99% of the time isn't going to be staged, because that industry is so heavily regulated, and is, you know, gamblers are the most butthurt people in the world. You never met a more upset man than a man that's just lost his money. If it was there any corruption within it, the losers always end up snitching. It's why football fixing always, you know, they don't normally get more than two or three games done. And like betting, you know, I know that would be a big line, but you still, your bets have moved the line and stuff. I think in this day and age, to say that any sort of this sporting event is fixed is probably a bit of a reach, but I think people underestimate how old 57-year-old Mike Tyson is.
Yeah, like he's like, not...
You know, he's not like a 57...
He's not that athlete 57 from all the way up. Like.
Yeah, it's not
like... He spent a good 10 years there, well, whatever about being in jail, but that probably made him fitter. But like, what... There when he was just getting high when he did that hotboxing with Mike Tyson podcast with the American football player, and he was just get smoked out of it, like, and he'd be just not making any sense, like just talking absolute gibberish. He's in a way better place now than he was then.
Yeah.
But like, the other thing is then all these clips edited together, and it's like he's like fuck me, look at it. But then if you actually sit back and look at it, it's him going four combinations of punch, quick edit, three combinations of punch.
Yeah, it's all very short. There's no more than two or three punches in any combo, and it's just snap edited together. It's not. It doesn't really show much at all. To be honest, mate, I'm kind of on the fence. Like, I almost begrudge talking about it because I think it's such a stage show and such a pantomime that if we keep giving these things, like obviously, like on a huge show like ours, if we give it the airtime, that's gonna.
Yeah, but I think it's when you pay for it.
Yeah, I'll never be paying for it. I probably won't watch it.
I won't either. I haven't seen any of these fights.
Probably just catch the result and look at the
highlights on Instagram.
Whatever gets put into reels and stuff. Exactly that. Yeah. I think that I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've ever bought any of his. I definitely haven't bought. I don't know if I've ever watched any of his fights.
It's not worth it, man. But he knocks everybody out as well, like, you know. Tyron Woodley, it's
well, some feat. Well, he lost to Fury's little brother, didn't he?
Yeah. That was some handbags fucking fight. I actually, do you know what? I'm lying. I actually watched a bit of that. It was, I think there was a lot of the match on a reel, and I watched a good bit of it. And I don't even like boxing. Like.
Do you not?
It's boring. Boring enough, like, do you know? I mean, heavyweight fights, yeah, like Fury and that, but he's kind of boring as well. Do you not think?
I quite like boxing as a sport.
But I'm saying, like, back when Mike Tyson was fighting Lennox Lewis or Lim, exciting.
Yeah.
It's a bit boring, though.
I feel like it went through a super boring era with, like, the, you know, the Klitschko era, when it was, like, there was no real challenges.
Before Tyson.
Then, like, I do feel it's been a bit better because there's been more movement at the top, you know, having characters like Usyk. I think Usyk's he's a fucking brilliant freak of a man in terms of, like, his personality on the microphone and just on social media and stuff. Obviously, Wilder's a character as well. And then, you know, you've got, like, British characters like Dillian White and Chisora and stuff. I feel like, I don't know, I think heavyweight boxing's it's entertaining, but... If you're used to watching MMA, then I do think boxing can be, you know, just the pace and the way that the fights go. I feel like it can be a bit more of a...
It's more strategic as well, isn't it? Because it's a one-punch thing. Like, I mean, to say it's more strategic is probably not correct, but, I mean, you have to play the game a lot different, don't you? I mean, because you can go out and, like, a lot of, there's good few MMA fighters that will just put it on the very minute they get out. Like, there's guys that are known for it. And there's guys that don't wake up till the second round, like.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think Justin Gaethje might even be one of them that he's, like, kind of a second round kind of a man, but...
They always say that Cheeto's a slow starter, don't they?
Yeah.
Cheeto Vera gets better as the fight goes on.
See Ronda Rousey going on about Holly Holm, saying she was all these concussions, all that. Have you seen that? All the media stuff.
No, honestly, mate, I don't really engage with too much of it nowadays. Like,
she's just been on a slating rampage of like Holly beating her that time and making all these excuses. Like, and about 10 years ago, like, it's just ridiculous. Because Holly's fighting at 300 now.
No, really?
Yeah, against.
It's this weekend as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and you would like nobody cares. Like,
no.
Like, it's one of the worst cards for like 100. It's just a bit better than the fight night. I mean, Charles Oliveira versus Dustin Gaethje is probably all right, like, but, you know, is it really?
Yeah, I mean, again, I've fallen off of all, like, what, I mean, that's a fucking fantastic conversation, but I've fallen off of watching heaps of sports since, because I had allegedly had a dodgy BT Sport app where I could watch, like, when it was all on BT Sport, I could watch it, but then when it changed to TNT, don't have the login, because I would have had to reset up the account and didn't have the account details, so yeah, if anyone's got Pirate Extreme's guys fire in my direction, because I've fallen out, of love with MMA just because I haven't really been able to watch any of the main cards and stuff. I always used to on a Sunday like get up and watch it. Also, like we were saying, we're training most Sundays now, which we didn't do previously, so it's quite nice to.
Sunday's
to
have a good Sunday open mat is nice.
Best day of the week,
yeah. I'd like it if it was a bit longer, but then I'm thinking 12 o'clock is a nice finishing time. 1 o'clock, and then like, but maybe would it be earlier? Would you get up earlier and go? I don't know. Because I like a few drinks on a Saturday.
I always rock in there when I rock in there. I'm normally not on time anyway, so it's like, it is what it is. I know why they made it shorter, because people weren't going.
Go on.
So
yeah.
2 hours, I think, is the ideal time for an open mat, but having an hour and a quarter makes you focus a little bit more. You know, you're just getting warmed up and do your rounds rather than
sitting around chatting.
Sitting around gassing, and although that's part of why we do it, right?
Yeah, that's what's most fun about the open mat part of it, yeah.
Speaking of talking shit, you got anything more you want to, any more topics that you want to dissect with the with our laser sharp intellect, or we're gonna put us 40 minutes, mate. To be honest, I thought like we were struggling at 10, and then we just went to weird and wonderful places that you kindly led us to, and I hope people have enjoyed the listen. There, so do we do the sponsor read?
You can, yeah. All right, I forgot my head didn't.
DGen10 at X Marshall, DGenPod at flowstate.com, Salt DGen for 10% off at saltandstorm.co. Obviously, after today, if any of these brands wish to disassociate with us, please contact Michael and we'll remove your details from all of our socials.
Or if they want to give me more money so I can get fake tits.
Also, contact Michael. Right, do the usual shit. Like, comment, subscribe. Anything from you, Mike?
Tits.
Play it to your nan. She's going to love this one.